Journal entry. The Shout of Faith, a morning revelation about believing. Good morning, Father. I come to you with a heart overflowing with gratitude. Grateful simply to be alive one more day to serve you and to prepare for eternity with you. What a gift each new day is. Not just breathe in my lungs, but purpose in my heart. I confess my shortcomings, Lord, the things I failed to do, the things I did wrong. But I'm also grateful for anything right I accomplished, because I know it was all by you, and from you every good thing flows from your hand. Father, you've shown me something profound this morning about the subtle nature of doubt. I don't think I doubt openly. I would recognize that, wouldn't I? But the enemy has such a cunning way of hiding our own emotions and feelings from even ourselves. Sometimes I think my doubt manifests not in active unbelief, but in passive inattention. I say I believe, I think I believe. But then, I don't rejoice, I don't celebrate. It's as if my attitude says, well, I'll wait and see. How this must grieve your heart. The revelation hits me. My doubting is not so much in actively not believing. My doubting is evidenced in my lack of shouting. When we ask without doubting, we should be shouting. We should be totally expecting you to answer. Even when that answer is no, I should shout because you answered me. And I know you have my best interest at heart. Then I heard your voice, so clear in my spirit. This is a testing of your faith. Consider it all joy, record your shouts ahead of time, James 1 says. Consider it all joy, my brothers, when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces endurance. When you ask, acknowledge that you've already received it, and the shout seals that deal. The shout says, yes, I believe. The shout says, God, you're able, son. You have to understand, the shout comes before the answer all the time. I love you so much, that shout seals the deal. That seals your heart for me, that's your belief in me. You're acknowledging my power ahead of time, I love you. I'll never forsake you nor leave you, but your shout determines my answer to you. This stops me cold. The shout determines the answer, not because God is manipulated by our enthusiasm, but because the shout reveals the condition of our heart, it demonstrates true faith. It says that the man who doubts will not receive anything from the Lord because he's double-minded and unstable. You ask, but then the double-mindedness comes in and says, well, maybe. Ask in faith and believe that you've received, I love you. James 1, 6 suddenly makes perfect sense. But when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Such a person is double-minded and unstable in all they do. The double-mindedness isn't necessarily saying, I don't believe. It's the well maybe that creeps in after we pray. It's the hedging of our bets, the spiritual backup plan that reveals we're not really trusting. This morning has revolutionized my understanding of faith. Faith shouts before it sees, not because we're trying to convince God, but because we're convinced of God. The shout seals the deal. It's the external expression of internal certainty. It's putting our reputation on the line for God's faithfulness. Doubt isn't always dramatic. Sometimes it's just the absence of joy, the lack of celebration, the quiet we'll see that follows our prayers. God loves the shout, not because he needs our praise, but because it reveals our trust. It shows we're acknowledging his power ahead of time. Lord, I want to be a shouter. I want to. Shout when I pray, acknowledging that you've already heard and will answer according to your perfect will. Celebrate your no answers as much as your yes answers, because both come from your love. Record my shouts ahead of time, documenting my faith before I see the results. Consider trials as joy, knowing they're testing and strengthening my faith. Seal every prayer with celebration, not doubt. Father, forgive me for my quiet doubts, my passive unbelief. My lack of shouting, I choose today to believe that you've already heard every prayer, that you're already working, that your answer, whatever it may be, comes from perfect love. I'm shouting now, Lord, not because I see the answer, but because I know the answer giver. I'm celebrating your faithfulness before I see it manifest. My shout seals this deal. I trust you completely. Help me live as one who truly believes, whose joy and celebration reflect unwavering confidence in your goodness. Let my life be a continuous shout of faith in Jesus' name. Amen.